This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we talk with Adam McAlvey now, Brewers.com and MLB.com.
Let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McAlvey. Brought to you by the Law Offices of Thomas Morola. Online at MorolaLaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the only station Brewers fans need. Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Our insider from Brewers.com and MLB.com, Adam McAlvey, joining the Wendy's Big Show. We appreciate his time. As always, Adam, a 2-6 road trip for the crew at wraps up with a three-game sweep from the San Diego Padres. Let's just turn the page and look forward just to tonight. Jimmy Nelson, what can we expect third time out from Jimmy on the mound tonight?
I think you can expect that they will be keeping a very close eye on loss of command, because that's what burned him in his first two starts. It was in the third inning of that Marlins start where he walked a couple of guys and gave up a hit before the grand slam. And then it was the fifth inning in San Francisco, where he threw, 12 of 13 out of the strike zone and kind of keyed a Giants comeback. So I think they're going to be very, very quick to pull the trigger on a change if they see any signs of his command faltering. But the hard part about this is, how quickly, physically, can you get someone ready to go? Craig Counsell said they had somebody up six pitches into that fifth inning in San Francisco. So I don't know if you can do it any faster than that, but that's sort of what they're going to be keeping an eye on tonight.
You know, when we talk about this Brewers team, and people are freaking out across southeastern Wisconsin, across the state of Wisconsin.
What if they were 500, right?
Yeah, but
honestly, think about that. What if they were 500?
Look, I saw one person earlier today on Twitter tweet that they're starting the Dunn Club and that they're done. I've seen other people tweet and people call into the radio show saying that they're just not a very good baseball team. Mm-hmm. I mean, people are really losing their minds on this baseball team at this point. Of the deal with Keston Hiura, which is what everybody is talking about right now, and him not being up here at this point, has Counsell addressed it in the last couple of days as far as how long they're going to wait on Keston Hiura?
No, because I don't know how he's supposed to answer that. I asked him today whether this is a critical homestand for Travis Shaw, because they get four right-handed pitchers from the Cincinnati Reds. The Pirates are a lot of righties. They're entering a stretch here where they're going to see a lot of right-handed pitchers, and that's going to mean playing time for Travis Shaw. That's how Craig Counsell answered. He didn't want to say that it's, you know, an important stretch or somehow a make-or-break stretch for Travis Shaw. But it's how he looked at it as opportunity for Travis Shaw, because he knows he's going to play a bunch. He's going to get favorable matchups. And what they've not seen from Fox, which is great, but he's not driven the baseball. He's not produced the home runs that he did the last couple of years. And that's what they're looking for from him. So, look, I mean, I Counsell's not going to say it, but I think you can just sort of look at the way this homestand lines up and say this is a this is an important stretch of games for him to establish himself as that guy that was so important to this team the last 2 years. You know, this is the way to look at it. If you're Travis Shaw, is not as pressure, but opportunity. You know, you know you're going to get those matchups you like against right-handed pitchers.
And, Adam, that's the one thing that's been tough for me since Travis came up. And the same with Jesus Aguilar. You understand that these guys need to get some regular playing time and get some real run to kind of get yourself out of a slump. But Travis really hasn't had those opportunities at this point since coming back here and Keston going down. And then even Jesus, looking at it yesterday, would have been a great opportunity to get him in the lineup. Instead, it's Yasmani Grandal at first base against the left-hander. It feels like there haven't been enough opportunities for these guys to really get themselves out of a slump, but you also do have to manage, you know, winning baseball games right now.
Yeah, and you're also, with the catching thing, you're also managing getting Grandal all from behind the plate. They did that in San Francisco as well, where they played him at first. And it's a way to just get him out of the crouch for a day and still have his bat in the lineup. So that I think is more the driving force behind that one than anything with Jesus Aguilar. But yeah, with Travis Shaw, I mean, look at that road trip. It was lots of lefties, and it meant either he wasn't playing or he was playing in an unfavorable matchup, and they're trying to put him in the best situation to succeed, to get his confidence back to where it was, get his production back to where it was. And I, that is a frustrating concept for the fan who sees a guy at AAA that's mashing, that held his own, Keston Hira, when he was up here. It's a different level of patience for the fan than it is for David Stearns and Craig Council, as they're trying to manage the entire organization. And for them, that means, look, I think they've explained it as much as they can. It means that Travis Shaw is a huge part of the plan for this year and moving forward.
Don't buy it.
He's a huge part of what you did the last 2 years when you were a very good baseball team, and they're not going to give up on that until it's absolutely time to give up on that. Now, when that is, people keep asking me, when are they going to make the move? I mean, I promise you, if I knew, I would not keep that secret. That I would very much want to write that and share that with you. But I don't know. And, I don't know that Craig Council and David Stearns know. I don't think there's a date on the calendar where they say, okay, Travis Shaw has until here to hit 3 home runs and then we make a move. It's much more of a feel thing than that. And they are obviously not ready to pull the trigger on that yet, because Travis Shaw is playing tonight. He's going to play a lot this homestand.
This is my thing, Adam. I don't buy that he's part of their future. Sorry, I'm not there. If he was a part of their future, there would have been some talks at some point in the last 2 years about extending him, getting him through this arbitration. He gets his second year of arbitration at age 30, third year of arbitration at age 31. At that point in the game of Major League Baseball, more times than not, you're considered on the other side. I don't think
he's
here.
So why would you want to extend a player past those years?
Well, if he's part of the future, you extended Braun way the hell out in front. You've extended some of these other guys out in front. You would think that on Yelich, you would attempt to do the same thing. I don't think they're going to, because I don't think they can afford him. But that would be something you'd think you would try to do to get out in front of this before he gets to free agency. I said before the season, and I'm sticking to it, I don't think Travis Shaw is here next year. I think either at the deadline, but he's not playing well enough probably to get moved to the deadline, or this offseason, I think eventually he finds himself somewhere else.
Well, I mean, maybe that's the case based on the performance this year, but I would say if he had the same year this year as he had last year or the year before, the same or similar year, I would totally disagree with you and say he's 100% part of the plan next year. And here is at second base because Moustakas was gone by a free agency. You've got Mauricio Dubon as your backup at all those spots. When you need him, you still have Hernan Perez. I don't think that this is the final year of Travis Shaw. But now, again, if there's no production this year, then that changes. But just based on what the level of his offensive production and defensive production the last 2 seasons was, I think they viewed him as part of this thing for this year and beyond.
And the other thing about Travis Shaw is, correct me if I'm wrong, doesn't he have an option still?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they could send him down and bring Hira up and not have to get rid of anybody.
No, they can do that. Yeah, they can do that. But again, they've not, and the reason they've said is that this is a player, a left-handed hitter, that was really important to us. That doesn't just go away. And they're trying to access that. And they've been extremely patient. I think they've definitely done right. You can't accuse them of not doing right by the player. And, at some point, you need production. And you need power production. You want, from that position, first and third, you want some power. And if you're not getting it, you consider making a change. But again, they're not there yet. And he's going to get opportunities, at least on his homestand, to start showing some of that power production.
Talking with Adam McKelvey, our insider here on the Wendy's Big Show of Brewers.com and MLB.com. Adam, let's shift it over to the pitching and the bullpen right now. Jeremy Jeffress, obviously a tough finish yesterday, gives up the 3-run homer and gets credited with the loss. But when Yasmani Grandal hit that 3-run shot there in the 7th inning, it felt like it would have been the exact time last year where Craig Council would have rushed Josh Hader up. He would have given you at least 3, maybe 6 outs and then bridged it to a Corey Knebel at the back end for the save. Do you believe that we are still in a position where the Brewers, by the trade deadline, will get somebody that can be there in the 9th inning, allow you to move Josh Hader into that role again?
Yeah, I don't know about the ninth inning. I mean, I don't know if that's going to be available. It'd be like a Brad Hand, or there's certainly those players available. But I would bet on David Stearns adding a late inning reliever. And the only reason I say that is that's what he's done the last 2 years when they've been competitive. It was Jeremy Jeffress and Anthony Swarzak 2 years ago, and then it was Soria last year. And those guys weren't pitching the ninth, but they were, you know, former closers who have experience in high leverage late inning spots. And I would put my money on David Stearns getting a guy like that. And, you know, I asked a counsel last weekend whether he feels like he's still sort of seeking the consistency in his pen that he had last year. And he said he likes his choices, and he pointed to Adrian Hauser as a guy who's been important. I think Junior Guerra has been a guy who's very important. And obviously Hader has been Hader again. But it does feel, I agree with you that it feels different when they lost the flexibility with Josh Hader that they talked so much last year about liking, to deploy him at the best spot in terms of the matchups and in terms of just the game situation. Now they're much more holding him for kind of hybrid save situations, multi-inning saves, and it just ties your hands a little bit. And there were a couple of games on that road trip. There was one in San Francisco and one in San Diego where I agree with you, at the seventh inning or so, it felt like Josh Hader time if they had the 2018 version of Jeremy Jeffress available behind him. And because they don't, they're having to wait and use Hader, and they waited for save opportunities that didn't come. So I agree that that's an area where they're not as strong as they were last year. Maybe Hauser will just continue pitching as great as he has been, and he'll change that on his own. But I still, my money would be on Stearns adding to that piece.
One final quick thing for you, Adam. Freddie Peralta is going to be in the bullpen for the foreseeable future?
Yeah, that's the way it looks, and that's important right now because they're in a stretch where the starting rotation is not going good. They were really pitching well for a period, and now they're not. Gio Gonzalez is going to throw a long pen tomorrow, then face some hitters, then go out on rehab. So he could be back starting for the Brewers before the All-Star break. And he was a guy who, you know, he really stabilized things when he came in the first time. So I think they're eager to get him back. And I think with him on the road back, that makes it even more likely that Freddie, Peralta, Corbin Burns, and even Hauser sort of stay in the pen. And it gives Craig Counsell some multi-inning guys. And they've needed that right now with the rotation not going very well.
Good stuff, Adam. It's a huge stretch for the Brewers as they start up the 10-game homestand, and they push towards the All-Star break. Only one day left off for the crew until the All-Star break comes. Looking forward to reading along, Brewers.com, MLB.com. We'll talk next week, all right?
All right, see you, boys.
That's Adam McAlvey joining us from Brewers.com and MLB.com on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.